Florida State University Greek fraternities and sororities are indefinitely suspended following the recent death of a pledge. President John Thrasher is defending the decision, but not everyone is certain he's right. I'm Lynn Hatter. The organizations are banned from holding formal activities, including participating in homecoming, pledging, or hosting official meetings. Members will still be allowed to live in their homes. FSU President John Thrasher says the move is meant to send a message to the organizations.
That we've got a serious problem, and we need to deal with it, and they're part of the solution. And the sooner they can come to the table and we can all talk and find those solutions, the sooner this will be lifted.
Thrasher says he's tried talking to the groups before.
And I just feel like, for whatever reason, the message is not getting through. And I want this now to take a pause, as he said, and let's reflect on what we need to do about the culture of Florida State University.
The move comes after 20-year-old Pi Kappa Phi fraternity pledge Andrew Coffey died after attending an off-campus party. Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo says alcohol may have played a role.
Investigators have interviewed more than 50 people, and many additional interviews were planned. Although there are indicators that alcohol may have been a factor in this case, we are waiting for the results of an autopsy, so no cause of death has been determined.
Another issue law enforcement has to determine is whether Coffey was coerced into the actions that led to his death, says hazing expert Hank Neuer.
What will be interesting to me is if there was a coercion for the pledge to drink. I mean, that's really the bottom line, because then we're going into a criminal hazing issue.
Neuer teaches at Franklin College and hosts a website that tracks hazing across the U.S. and internationally. He's also written several books on the topic, including his latest, simply titled Hazing. In a separate and unrelated case, FSU student and fraternity member Garrett Marcy of Phi Delta Theta was charged with selling drugs after university police executed a search warrant at his frat house apartment. And shortly after, the university announced the arrest of 22-year-old student Daniel Martin, a member of Pi Kappa Phi, which is the same fraternity Coffey was pledging when he died. Both students are facing charges related to the sale and possession of cocaine. FSU President John Thrasher says the ban on Greek life will remain until there's a new culture in place for the organizations. But already the decision is generating controversy, with some hailing it as the right move, while others say it's a step too far. Neuer says a full ban may be a little much.
Sororities, in terms of the hazing deaths, in terms of the excesses that we see in fraternities, it's not the same there. And so to ban fraternities and sororities together, it doesn't strike me as the best policy.
He says it may be better to have a task force of faculty, staff, and students get together to assess the culture, because he says there are differences from fraternity to fraternity and school to school. And then there's the issue of money. Neuer says when Alfred University banned Greek life, they saw a drop in alumni giving and support.
They will lose alumni participation very quickly, but it's come back very quickly at Alfred. In my new book, Hazing, that's coming out March 1st, I have the Dean of Students from Alfred University doing an essay on what the effect was to get rid of the Greek system. And he says that they have joined other organizations. He thinks it's a safer campus, and that's his viewpoint. But certainly more schools are thinking about it.
The move comes as Florida State prepares to welcome alumni and parents for its upcoming homecoming events and game. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.